We need to make sure that we stay healthy in this heat. And every Tuesday at this time, we do our weekly health check with Dr. Brent Reifstek, and Brent is a pediatrician with Carl. How are you, Brent?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Well, fine. Now, last week, we were talking to you, and you were at camp.
I was.
For the American Diabetes Association. It's Camp Granada for the kids every year. And it's hotter this week, isn't it?
It is. This is actually the week we usually have camp. But they had to move it 1 week early this year. So I am definitely thankful for that because air conditioning is beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, with Ryan saying that it feels like 116 out there. And I mean, I remember last week we were with heat and disease around 105. And that was pretty much so. And that was bad. But this is really bad.
Yeah, last Monday out at camp was just brutal. But today is, you know, this is a similar situation. Mm-hmm. Potentially dangerous situation, mm-hmm. actually.
So, we're going to talk about some heat safety tips and, what heat does to your body and how to avoid illness. So, if you are out in this kind of heat for an extended period of time, what is that heat doing to your body? Is it, I've heard that it shrinks your brain.
Well, something like that. It's not, there are a lot of myths, but the main thing to remember is your body likes to keep everything, it's called homeostasis. Your body likes to keep everything kind of on one level. So it has mechanisms to keep the pH of your blood at one, between a very specific range,
mm-hmm.
to keep the sodium, the potassium, everything in your blood at a certain range. The temperature is the same way. There are processes in your body that can only work properly between a certain set of temperatures. And while the outside temperature can get really, really cold here, really, really hot here, the body has ways of keeping things even inside to make sure that those processes on a cellular level are happening the way they're supposed to.
Okay.
Once you get to the extremes of temperature, sometimes you can get past the point where your body can compensate. Frostbite and stuff like that are one of those situations.
Hypothermia.
Exactly.
Okay. And then
when your body starts to shut down, that's an indication that the temperature has passed the point where your body can compensate.
Okay. And so I know that there's something called heat illness, but then for when it comes to heat, the mother of all things that you want to avoid is heat stroke.
Correct.
Okay.
You know, there's a spectrum of disorders that relate to heat. There's heat illness, heat exhaustion, and heat stroke. So when you're outside working and you feel kind of lightheaded and, stuff like that, that's probably heat exhaustion where you just kind of feel worn out. Like, wow, that really knocked me down. Like, for instance, yesterday I was working out and the guy I work out with had me go outside first, and we did three sets of exercises outside because we had to run through the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got done, I was like, can we go inside now? Because I'm feeling worn out, and it's that heat does that. That's heat exhaustion.
Okay.
Heat stroke is a little more severe. Heat stroke is where you stop thinking clearly. You have body aches, muscle aches. Your body is starting to kind of tell you, I'm done. And you can actually pass out, and there actually has already been one heat-related death in the state of Illinois so far, a 51-year-old man who was in his home, and his air conditioning wasn't working down by, I believe, Granite City already this year. So it can be something as simple as your air conditioning stopped working and it gets to a day like today.
Okay. Go ahead.
What about babies? I mean, don't they not sweat yet?
They can sweat. There are mechanisms there. Most of their heat loss is from breathing. They breathe in and out, and they dissipate heat that way, or through skin loss, or skin heat loss. So sweating is one of our mechanisms to keep us cool. Babies aren't good at that yet.
Oh, okay.
So they're much more susceptible to changes in temperature, both hot and cold.
That's what everyone said, that they can't. I don't know. I was told they couldn't sweat yet.
Oh. I wish I couldn't sweat. I sweat just thinking about stepping outside.
On a day like today, you should be glad you're sweating, because that last Monday at camp, that was we were glad we could sweat. Even though we all smelled bad, at least we smelled bad together, and none of us were keeling over.
Oh, is that right? So you were telling everybody, hey, sweating's good.
Yeah, sweat's good.
And it's your what your body is doing to try and keep yourself cooled down.
Exactly. When you your dog runs up to you and touches you with their wet nose, that's the dog's body's way of dissipating heat along with panting.
And, you know, everybody always says, stay inside and drink a lot of water. But that's just not possible. There's some people, they've got to work, whether it's freezing outside or whether it's hot outside. And, I mean, heck, even last week, Dr. Reifstek, you were, being a camp counselor at Camp Granada. So sometimes, even though it's hot and it's dangerously hot, you've still got to be out in it. How should you protect yourself?
Well, the biggest thing is you have to have a place where you can take a break, whether it be in the shade or even, you know, the inside of a vehicle when the air conditioning is running. You need some sort of a port in the storm when it gets this hot. You also have to make sure that you absolutely have water. Water, water, water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sports drinks are okay. Absolutely stay away from alcohol or caffeine. They will definitely dehydrate you and make things worse.
Mm-hmm.
You have to think about what you're eating, too. Things that are easy to digest, things that are not high in protein or fat. You want those simple carb fuels that are going to digest quickly and not make your body kind of be occupied with the digestion.
So, like, simple carbs, what would that be? Nuts, potato chips?
No, like, potato chips would be okay. Things that are... like sports drinks would have simple carbohydrates in it.
Okay.
Things that are just not very high in protein or fat. Nuts have almost no carbs. They're all protein and fat.
So don't have a big old steak sitting out in the heat.
No, that would be bad. That would be bad.
I know, it doesn't even sound good.
No, especially not today. But, those are some good things. What you're thinking about is digestion is not so much of a priority when you're hot. Blood vessels and your in your GI tract, they kind of clamp down and they shunt blood preferentially to your brain and kidneys when that happens.
Okay, so let's say you've got a road construction today. What should you have had for breakfast and what should you have had for lunch?
Like a simple sandwich, like lunch meat with bread. Those are simple carbs.
Okay.
A little bit of fat, a little bit of protein, not so much with the high amounts.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that whatever liquid you're drinking have a little bit of sugar in it and maybe even some salt, like Gatorade.
Okay.
And like simple small amounts of like chips, Doritos, okay. You know, those simple chips, not anything with a bazillion different things on it.
Okay.
And then for breakfast, it would probably just be like something like cereal be a good thing. Not a big meal of eggs and bacon because that's a lot of protein and fat.
Right, okay.
So you want to choose something more simple.
Something
and smaller portions.
Okay.
Snacks throughout the day would be good because that way your fuel's always there, but you're not weighing down a heavy load for your tummy to digest.
Okay. And then just like you were saying, water, water, water every chance you can get it. You can't get enough water, can you?
No, you really can't. I mean, if you drink a whole bunch at one time, it's not good. But
yeah.
During the day, drinking water all the time, you have to pee a lot more, but, I mean, what are you going to do? The other alternative is not pee at all and suffer heat stroke or heat exhaustion.
Right. And that's the other thing. If you do work outside and you're working today, so you were saying that symptoms of heat exhaustion is just dizziness and feeling worn out, and so what you might want to do is just take a little break at that point.
Yeah. I mean, if when you get to heat exhaustion, it's like severe headache, nausea, you can even vomit, and just feel really weak. The next step would be heat stroke. The elevated body temperature just can cause you to not think clearly. It can make you really dizzy, and at that point, you can even lose consciousness. The muscles start to break down. You can get kidney failure. And that's when you start to have a life-threatening illness as a result of heat stroke.
Okay. And so the key thing, too, is just to keep, because, again, elderly folks and the very young tend to be the most vulnerable to these types of things, correct?
Yeah. I mean, we've had multiple deaths of children who are left in vehicles on a day like this.
Mm.
Pets, too. You just can't take any of that stuff for granted. And I would strongly urge anyone who has a family friend, relative, even an associate who is elderly and homebound, absolutely it's appropriate to go check on them. Phone, it doesn't matter. I mean, mm-hmm. just call them up and say, hey, how you doing? If you can't get them, go by and check on them. Because okay. That's the sad part when you have a family member who doesn't think they want to be a bother to anybody. They stay mm-hmm. home. Their air conditioning's out, and they don't recognize because, you know, they get a little confused whenever it gets way, way hot, and they don't ask for help, and they okay. end up passing away because of the heat.
Okay. All right. Well, excellent advice as always, Dr. Isek. We certainly do appreciate being able to chat with you every week here on Connect FM. And if you ever have a question that you'd like for us to address in our weekly health check, you can email me, mary.lynn@sjbroadcasting.com. Or just even leave a message on our Facebook page, MyConnectFM, and we'll definitely address it. So until next week, hopefully it'll be cooler, right?
Sounds good.
All right. Hey, thank you so much, Brent.
Thank you.